Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kim Stackhouse Lawson of JBS. She's the new chair of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Recently, we caught up with her in Oklahoma City during the general session of the U.S. Roundtable, where they had a focus group of consumers talking about their perceptions of beef. We're back with Kim on that particular consumer group and more in just a moment.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
The U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef hosted their General Assembly meeting for 2018 here recently in downtown Oklahoma City. The event attracted stakeholders from across the beef value chain to convene in order to help advance, support, and communicate the continuous improvement efforts being made to raise the bar on sustainability in U.S. beef production. During the opening session, the U.S. Roundtable hosted a panel discussion with a number of Oklahoma City area consumers taking to the stage to openly discuss their perspective as customers of the beef industry and what concerns they have about beef and beef production. After that focus group had their say, we talked with the new chair of the roundtable, Kim Stackhouse Lawson, about what she heard from those consumers.
Yeah, absolutely. We had six consumers that came in from Oklahoma City as a focus group for us, just everyday beef consumers. And I think the one thing that really resonated to me is how much they love beef. Every single one of them love beef and love that it's a part of their diet and their life. But we know that consumers are increasing their emotional connection to food. And we know with that they're worried about what might be in their food. In fact, one woman who was a mom on the panel actually said she was fearful of food. And that makes me sad. I think it would make any beef producer sad that consumer would be afraid to consume something that we've produced. And so I do think that there's an incredible opportunity, again, to lift the good work that is taking place in our beef industry, to talk about the way we do things every single day and day to day, to really connect with these people, because I do think we share a lot of similar values.
As for the goals and objectives of the U.S. Roundtable, it's all about getting the U.S. beef industry working together to assure consumers about the goodness, the safety, and the quality of U.S. beef.
Yeah, so our stretch goal for the roundtable is to have 20% of the beef supply chain, so it'd be entire beef value chain, uptake our work. So that's going to be some of the things that we work on in the next year. Sort of, okay, so what does that mean? And how do we achieve that? Now, the wonderful thing about that is so much of it is already happening. And some of that is, you know, like we talked about earlier, kind of pooling these resources to do a better job lifting up what we're already doing. So a key metric for the cow-calf sector is implementation of BQA practices. We know we do that. We know we do it really well. How do we let people in this room, let outside stakeholders, how do we help them understand what that means? What does that mean? Help them understand how we continue to improve and how important those things are to us. And I think, you know, things like that, those are win-wins for everybody and where we really plan on showcasing that 20% kind of uptake and adoption and really kind of marrying these efforts together.
Kim Stackhouse Lawson from JBS. She's the current chair lady of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. One thing that they came up with during their roundtable was a sustainability framework, which is a set of resources developed to assist ranchers, cattle auction markets, feed yards, packers, processors, retail, and food service organizations in their efforts to continuously improve the sustainability of U.S. beef and also to communicate that message to consumers. the high priority indicators of this framework are out there right now and can be viewed on their website, and they're taking public comments until the 1st of July. To learn more about the framework or to submit comments, you can go to www.usrsbframework.org. usrsbframework.org.
It's the Chris Black 17th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 9th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 345 head of AI-bred fall calving heifers and cows, all are future club calf producing females, and 38 head of stout 19 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Most all breeds represented in volume. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found online, www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0712.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.